4, please.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'd like to talk through the report on reallocations, reclassifications, advances in the pay range, and ECP revisions. The first 6 pages in your packet focus specifically on the reclassifications. There are right now 14 positions that are being recommended. In the 14, of course, in some cases, there are groups of employees under those job titles. You want me to continue with the others or take a moment if there are questions?
Any specific questions on the reclasses? Supervisor Schmidt?
I guess this is a new format, so we'll get used to a new way of looking at things, and that's fine. So is everybody with me on this? So we're looking at, and I've always asked for what the, you know, pay grade is and what that means. So when we're looking for reclass, we're just looking, here's the rates, here's the range, is that what we're looking at? Mm-hmm. And then what the annual salary could be. So could you just clarify that a little bit for me and maybe anybody else?
Sure. The document, the changes you're referring to outline the, we have each step in the pay range outlined instead of just including the hourly pay rates at each, we've expanded it to include that additional column, which actually just calculates out what the annual salary is at each pay range.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions on the reclasses, reclassification reports? Okay, we can move on then.
Sure. Okay, if you move forward in the packet then, there's the next section, advancement within the pay range report. There's really just one listed there from the Parks Department.
Any questions or comments on the advancement? Okay, hearing none, we can move on to the next page.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The third, then, of course, are the reallocations. There are 7 in total listed, 3 from DHHS, and then 4 from DPTW that are listed as well.
Questions or comments on this report? Okay.
And then, of course, at the end, you'll see there are no recommendations from an ECP perspective. We have nothing there.
Thank you. We do have a request from Mr. Kurt Zunker to address something in item number 4.
Kurt. Good morning, Chairman Sanfilippo, members of the Personnel Committee. I guess my point is, part of the agenda today has in the packet is a study that this board commissioned by Baker and Tilly that did a study of the compensation packages of employees of Milwaukee County compared to their counterparts in both the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, and the private sector. According to your own study that you paid for, the upper management employees in this county are clearly paid either equally or better than their counterparts in the city, state, and private sector. And yet the lower paid employees are paid much lower than all their counterparts. My question is, I keep hearing from this board over and over again that the county is broke, that we have a structural deficit, that we can't maintain our finances. How in the world is it then that we're reallocating and changing the salaries of already managers that have already been proven by your own study and report that are already being compensated very generously and more so than their counterparts? In fact, your new appointment for Director of Administrative Services, the salary that she would have got had they not be trying to change it to a higher level is already clearly higher than the counterparts. My question is, if we're so broke, then why can we keep spending money on managers? It doesn't make any sense, and it's really a fleecing of the taxpayer. And as a concerned citizen and taxpayer who was forced to retire early and live on a much reduced pension, I'm very concerned, and I think this is really a ripoff of the taxpayers. And you should listen to your own study and follow its advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zunker. Any question or comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5.